Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. They ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach filled from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heels. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say we slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, they got here chopping my feet off. And if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't got to believe it. King Kunta, King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than be up in hell. Well done, is you cooking or is you hearing your father say well done? Is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise. Cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my Harry and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in that freedom. So, for my can see, please let me be. Let me be free, freedom, ooh, freedom, freedom, freedom.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio, live here at thoughtstalkradio.com. I am your host, Melisha. I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study and review. Study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio Live, I would like to welcome you to this show. I also ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website, where you can access all of the Bible studies on demand by clicking on the menu and going to online Bible studies or going to video Bible studies. Now, I must tell you that if you go to video Bible studies, you will access my Bible studies that are on YouTube. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God, to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. And the Word of truth can be wrongly divided, my brothers and my sisters. A matter of fact, a lot of people are wrongly, even people in the ministry are wrongly dividing the Word of truth. That's why I try to come to you on a daily basis to write the diet for you. Now, you know, I usually don't talk about worldly things because I stay in the Word, not in the world. I said I stay in the Word of Father God. and not in the world. So when I come to you, the things of the world, then that's because I'm hearing it because of you. If you listen to your radio stations, if you listen to TV or news radio or TV, you're going to hear a lot of worldly things. So the Bible says that Father God said he can't take you out of the world, but don't be of the world. You can be in the world, but not be of the world. So that's what he means when he says, do not be of the world. You're in it, but you're not of it. So, you know, lately we get into all of this thing about the Oscars and the nominations and who should be nominated, and there's not enough African Americans or Black folk being nominated, and that's all so white Oscars hashtag and all that things about racial divide. And whether I'm not debating whether it's true or not, but my thing is that you have to understand what the devil picks up. Okay? The devil comes to steal, and destroy. And he's a trick. Meaning that he's full of tricks. Meaning that he'll take something that is not supposed to be blown up and blow it up so he can divide and conquer. Okay. And you know, Chris Rock was, you know, I'm not a big fan of Chris Rock. But Chris Rock was telling the truth about some things last night. But what people don't want to hear is the truth. Okay. Maybe the way he said it did not, you know, you didn't maybe like the way he said what he said. You know, maybe it rubbed you the wrong way, or you were offended by it. But what he was saying, regardless of who was offended by it, was the truth. So, now, they got into all this thing about the Oscars when Jada Pinkett Smith said she was going to boycott and it, you know, it snowballed into this. You know, I read that, you know, there was a lot of negative comments about it was a racist Oscar and people are not going to watch it anymore and all this. But see, that's what the devil does. He'll take something that's meant to be good and he'll take it and make bad out of it. Why does he take and make bad out of it? Because he wants to divide and conquer. That's his MO. Steal, and destroy. Why does he want to divide? Why does he want to divide and conquer? Because he does not like peace. He never has liked peace. See? Because he works in confusion. See, Father God is not the author, my brothers and my sisters, of confusion. He never has been. The Bible says he's not. And he never will be. So if there is confusion going on, which there is, it's not of God. I said Father God is not the author of confusion. The Bible says he's not. So if there is confusion going on, my brothers and my sisters, it didn't come from God. It came from your number one enemy. And who is your number one enemy? The only enemy, the true enemy that all of us have. We have one common enemy, and that's Satan. That's the devil. So he is a trickster, meaning that what you think looks like it ain't really what it is. See, because the devil is the author of confusion. and he is playing behind the scenes. Because he's the author of confusion. Father God doesn't work in confusion. That's not what he does. See? So, what you have to do is you have to understand and read your Bible, because the Bible tells us that Noah had three sons. In Genesis 9:18, it says, and the sons of Noah that went forth out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah. And of them was the whole earth. So what does that mean, my brothers and my sisters? If the whole earth was populated by the three sons of Noah, which it was, but the Bible says it was Bob, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. What does that say? That tells you that we are all related. Father God must be sitting in heaven, looking down on his children and laughing because of all of the going back and forth, talking about each other, hating on each other. When you're related to each other, you can say that you're cousins. My brothers and my sisters, you don't get to choose your relatives. You don't get to choose your relatives. You are all related because the three sons of Noah, whether you like it or not, we don't get to choose and pick and choose our relatives, my brothers and my sisters. It's the three sons of Noah who were, and they were, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and the earth was populated by their three sons, and they could get deeper into it. But what I want to tell you is that you are related. If there was only three sons in their wife, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, then we all are a related people because of Noah's son. After the flood, not before the flood, after the flood. That's when Father God wiped the whole earth clean. This was after the flood. He saved one family. That was Noah's family, right? So out of this family, after the flood, he had three sons. The Bible says, in chapter 10, now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. So, heirs of Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the Bible says, were born after the flood. Noah had died, right? But Noah died in Genesis 9:28 and 29. It says, all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. And after Noah died, there became the three sons of Noah and their children. And it says, it tells you in Genesis 10, the sons of Japheth were Gomer and Magog. And you know what Magog is? Those are the people that are in Russia. Those are the people that are in Italy. Those people are the sons of Japheth, and his were Gomer and Magog, and Nadia and Javon and Tubal and Meshach and Tyrus. And it goes on to say, you know, and the Bible breaks it down. It tells you where these people go, where they are, and where they went. Magog is Russia. Those people went that way, okay? Now, and then it goes on to say the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz and Rephah and Togarmah and the sons of Dathan. And it goes on and tells you who they were and what relations they were. The Bible breaks it down. It goes on to say, and the sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. And the Bible tells you in chapter 9:10 that the Ham is the father of Canaan. And it tells you that in the Bible. And it goes on to tell you who the sons of Ham were. Cush and Mizraim and Put and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, which was Ham's son. His firstborn was Cush. And it goes and tells you, and the sons of Cush were Seba and Hamada and Sabta and Rama and Sabtaka. See? And it goes on to say, Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. So, you know, the Bible tells you who the children of Noah's sons were. If you dig a little deeper, you can know where they went or where they lived. See? Because the Bible tells you all that. It tells you about Shem and his children. So, but when you understand it, you can see that they're all related, okay? Because if they're all brothers, and they were, then their children's children are cousins to one another. So Shem, Ham, and Japheth are brothers. Therefore, they had children's children, and they were cousins and cousins and first and second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever, they all are related to one another. So I say that to say this. No one is better than the other. We all come from the same. So Father God must look down on his children in this earth and say, and laugh at us for saying that one is better than the other, because we are not. Now, you have roses. And you don't choose, and you don't pick the relatives. They just are your relatives. See, so when you look at it like that, yes, there were mistakes made in the past. Okay, no one is looking over the slavery and the things that went on in the past. They were real and they're true. And you can't just bypass and say it didn't happen, because it did. It's in history. It's in the history books. Slavery is in history books. It's intense. Well, it didn't happen. It happened. But you have to move on from there. Or the devil can use that to divide and to hinder and to conquer you in your mind. And then you end up hating your brothers and your sisters when you should be loving them. Okay. I said, if you don't move on from the past, you'll end up hating your brothers and your sisters when you're supposed to be loving them. See, that's where the devil comes in at, because he loves to divide and conquer. So what you need to do, you have to do, is understand. What you have to do is understand that's the devil's MO. That's what he wants to do, divide and conquer. And we can't let that happen. We've got to move on from the past. I know the things have been done, not just African American race, but to every race, you know. Maybe it's been done to us more than anybody else. I don't know. The Jews had the Holocaust. We had slavery. We've been done wrong. You know, I'm sure there's other people in the world that have been done wrong also. But what I'm saying is that we have to forgive and move on. Because if you do not forgive and move on, the devil will use this to bring hate in your heart and to divide and to conquer. See? Because it's not a whole, that the whole race did not do this, okay? It's not that you can't put every person in the same pocket with everybody else, because everybody's different. Part of our dynamics. Okay? So we gotta stop doing that, putting everybody in the same pocket. Say, well, all white people are this, all black people are this. You know, we can't do that. Because everybody is different. That's what Father God made us different. Nobody's the same. But we gotta pray for one another. We gotta continue to pray. We gotta continue to lift each other up. Because like I said, there's only one enemy for real, and that's Satan. Pray about it. Move on from it. And be the people and the family that Father God wants us to be. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of the evening. I'll get back to you tomorrow at the same time, the same station. Be blessed.